like to call the meeting to order of the special session of the Board of Trustees tonight. Oh, I think Patty got them on.
Okay.
It's exactly 6 o'clock, and we're all here, so that's great. We are in the Bremer room tonight, not our usual Mississippi room, so the audio might not quite be as good as it is, but IT has made sure that we've got it hooked up, so thank you for that. Hope all the board members get opportunities to speak about their thoughts and concerns tonight. So in order to do that, I'm going to run the meeting a little bit tighter than I usually do. The Roberts rules will be in effect, so we have a little more open discussion, but tonight we'll run it a little tighter. Nicole is going to help us, guide us, and Karen is still with us. She is not dead, they said.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we'll start with number two on the agenda. It is an action item. It is a very sad day, a day we thought would never happen, but we knew it was all going to happen someday. So this is an action item, but first I'd like to have Karen say a few words before we pass this request and pass the Kleenex box around.
Avoid the Kleenex box if we can. Yeah, it's been a long 11 years as director, and this was a tough decision. There's never a good time for the director to step down. And I've known that since I walked into the role. It was a really tough time to be director, and we've done a lot of amazing things across the system, the board, the staff, management. We've seen a lot of people come and go, but when I look over the last decade, we should be very proud of what we've accomplished at Great River. I always wanted to leave on a high note, and something came around the corner that will allow me to ease out of the role without fully retiring, which will allow Great River as much access as you need or want from me until it's time for the next director to step in. And so it was hard for me to make the decision. I've been telling people, I started at Great River part-time when my oldest son was a year and a half. My grandson is now 2. I think it's time. So I'm happy to hand the reins over to the next director and help Great River have the smoothest director transition it's ever seen. That's my goal. So thank you for considering my resignation.
Thank you, Karen. So with that, thank you, Karen, for all you've done for GRRL, and those are Karen's final words before we call for a motion to accept her resignation. Is there anybody, nobody wants to do it? And if this would happen.
Yeah, what if we don't want to
do it? Yeah, if you don't want to do it.
I've been promising her lots of stuff, and she hasn't taken me up
kind
on
of,
it.
You know, if I say, if you go, I go, would that...
Trying to look around, Zaria, you came on the same time I did.
Yes.
I don't know who else was on. You know, Karen's been a great leader, and you know, her wishes are my utmost consideration. So I had a conversation with her, so I'll make the motion to accept Karen's resignation.
Is there a second? JC? Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Reluctantly.
Yeah.
Right. Reservations. So it passes. So thank you, Karen, for all you've done. So I think we need this guy. So on to number three on our list here. You guys doing okay? You need help over there? Oh, okay. Number three, transition and search committee appointments. So I was wondering if we could abbreviate that to TNS committee. Would that be acceptable instead of saying that transition and search committee a million times? This is an action item, and the committee, the board needs to appoint people to this committee. Nicole, our HR specialist, what a great title, has suggested we have 4 board members and 1 staff member on this committee. Nicole is requesting that we have 1 staff member, and that should be, she would like her, that to be Janine Burkhold. And because, and that's because Jeanette has been around for a long time. She was a branch manager and patron services supervisor and knows a lot about the system, the GRRL. So If there are any other suggestions for a staff member to be on that search T&S committee, could you speak up if you think there's another staff member we'd like? Nicole has suggested Jeanette.
In the past, what has been the precedent in terms of a search committee for an executive director?
I don't think we want to do what we did in the past. Okay. As someone who's a candidate, the last time there was a search, there was a consultant hired.
Oh, okay.
It was because the director had left on a 12-week FMLA leave with no explanation and then resigned. So it was a very different circumstance. But I can tell you the reason Great River had no Minnesota candidates other than me is because of the way that search was conducted. And I would advise avoiding that if you can. And I don't think there's any reason why you can't try a search. And if that doesn't work, then bring in a consultant. But starting with the consultant actually caused more issues than it solved. Was a different group of people, a different board. The personnel chair and the board chair were at odds over other issues. So it was just a really difficult time across the entire organization. But I like what Nicole has suggested, and she and Jane have been in conversation with JC about what would work best. Like, we don't want a quorum of the board because that also was part of the last search. All of the components were done by the personnel committee and the full board, which meant every candidate who applied was part of a public meeting. That's not going to appeal to a candidate pool, and you want a solid director coming in. So you need this to look like a great job. You need to look like a stable organization that you are. And I think having just a streamlined search process as a outgoing, as the first step, to see what you get from a candidate pool, I think would be the best option, personally. I'm sure there's other people at this table who have done executive-type searches before, whether it's at the school level or the city level. Those experiences I can't speak to. I just know that Great River has had a hard time recruiting directors, not just the last time, but every time since I've been here in the last 26 years.
So are there any other suggestions for a staff member to be on that board?
Can we use, Madam Chair, can we use Karen as like an ex-officio on the search?
What do you think of that, Nicole?
I think it makes it awkward for candidates to come in and then feel like the current director is
If we were looking for an assistant director, would be different than a director.
Right. If you were looking for an assistant director, then it makes sense for Karen to then be the hiring manager, and then we wouldn't need Jeanette. And the reason I'm asking for Jeanette is because my expectation of a candidate, of a worthwhile candidate, is they're going to ask questions about the system that I can't answer because my expertise is human resources, not the library, and they're going to ask questions about collection development, and they're going to ask questions about the multi-type, and I can't answer those. Jeanette should be able to. Jeanette can. And I can maybe, you can only say, I don't know, I will get back to you so many times before you look like you don't know what you're doing. And so I need Jeanette to be able to answer those questions for me, for us.
Yeah.
And Jeanette's willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And also, you told me Jeanette is not applying for the job. Too,
right. Jeanette is not qualified per the job description. She's not interested in the job, so there's no
skin in the game.
Skin in the game.
Yeah.
She's done a lot of searches for LSCs. I have the utmost confidence that she can also do this impartially.
Mm-hmm. What is her current title?
She's a patron services supervisor for the branches in the
How, Madam Chair, how will this process look out? Because I think a lot of us are new to this. So can you give us some kind of a timeline and how does the process proceed from today onwards?
Well, actually, that's number four. We're going to kind of go through the planned proposal. Okay. Is that correct, Nicole?
Correct.
Where we're going to have you jump in and go over a lot of that.
I'm sorry.
We'll keep going.
I apologize. I will say, whoever from the board wants to be on the search committee, this is going to be a time commitment because we need to start and move forward. And I don't know how many candidates we're going to get, but I would anticipate any of these interviews is going to be an hour to an hour and a half long. Five candidates, seven, I have no idea. And then also there'll be at least one or two meetings before that because the search committee has to approve the posting and things before we can actually post. And once we start, whoever is on the search committee and sits in that first interview has to be in every interview going forward.
And we can do some of those by Zoom, right? Or are we?
Some of the first meetings, I would be hesitant to have the actual interviews, have too many people by Zoom. Again, then it looks like a circus and looks like we don't know what we're doing and that's not what we want. The initial meetings where we're talking about this is what I would propose for scoring. Sure, that can be on Zoom because it's just us. But interviews, I think there needs to be a commitment to be able to be present. And again, I understand you have other jobs and other commitments, so just be wary that this is going to be time consuming.
Madam Chair, just as a, I know we had chatted about it and you kind of intimated, but those interviews would be done during the day. So when, as board members, as we're thinking about.
Most likely, if there are some, we can offer sometimes to candidates in the evening, but again, you can't expect all candidates are going to want to do an interview at 7 p.m. on Monday. That's not typical business hours when most people are interviewing. Not that you can't offer them, but I'm not sure how many would.
Is there some place where you can post this position?
And we're going to come into that.
Okay.
Part of the plan, eventually.
So but if you're not on the committee, because you're saying it does require quite a significant amount of commitment that some of us might not be able to commit to, does that mean that the rest of the board would have pretty much no information about what is going on with the search, or would they be still given regular updates about what's going on, where's the search at?
Part of my personal timeline that I have is that, you know, there's a meeting on the 19th. If they have that meeting, I can provide an update, whether that's we have candidates or we have six or where we're going. There's a meeting in October or September and October. So, yes, I can give regular updates about where the search
And we can is. Call a special meeting, too, if we need to do that also. But at this time, we're just looking to approve the staff person, Jeanette, to be the T&S committee person. So is there a motion to accept that or any further discussion?
No.
And then we're going to get into the...
So moved.
Okay. Terrell, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Al. Any further discussion on that? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Welcome, Tina.
Thanks.
So next, we get to continue this search for our own board, our T&S board. We now need four members who will commit to at least the next 2 months. And as Nicole said, there will be some time commitments. We're going to try to make it work for everyone. Very few of us are fully retired. I think I can just see Lynn and I. But Lynn and I do have a life on the other side of the world. Not that anybody really thinks when you're retired officially. But so I've talked to a lot of the board members and Nicole, of course, and talked to myself a lot about who I'd like to recommend to be on this slate for the board of the search committee. So at this time, I'm going to share with you my slate of candidates of the board members I think would like to see voted in to take part in this awesome opportunity. It doesn't mean that you have to vote them in. You can still say, you know, maybe I want to be on this board or I don't think that person should be on it. But I want people to know that after 2 months, if this search doesn't go well, might wipe the whole slate clear and start over. And the people on the committee could also be taken off. You've given 2 months of your life to this. We're not sure how many candidates are going to come through or how it's going to go, but there will be some meetings. We've kind of talked about maybe 8 o'clock on Monday mornings has worked well in the past for committee members to possibly meet, and we can do some Zooms to start with. So you still might get your chance to be on this committee eventually, but At this time, until the executive committee is chosen, the slate of TNS committee members that I have put on my slate at this time, I have talked to them all. They have said kind of yes. So I would like to say that it's Ed, Lynn, and Terrell, and myself, because I do have a lot of time. And even if I'm the chair, it's difficult to get people to the meetings. I know Lynn has cabin fever, I think, a lot, and even if she's retired, and I know Terrell and Ed are extremely busy, and Ed has lots of cows calling his name every morning, right?
Well, not really.
Okay. Well, so at this time, I'd like to hear your thoughts, your comments, if there's a motion to accept my slate of people, or what your thoughts are.
Is there anybody else that's had, I think you need some experience, and I know Lynn has had plenty of experience at that. Terrell, you've had through the county. Tina, have you had experience hiring
through your county? I'm going to defer for now.
What?
I can't do it.
You can't do it?
I can't do
okay.
it.
And I've had the background, because my husband does a lot of things with that, so I've kind of been an armchair quarterback, listening to all the things that he has to go through in the hiring process. So not that I've actually been in a hiring process. So any other comments? We got Tina's. Mm-mm.
There's just other things going on.
Well, you're doing the union negotiations, too. And she's a summer girl also, I believe. Any other comments? Or is there a motion to accept that slate? Or
I'll make a motion to accept that slate of candidates.
I would second that.
Al, Bobby, thank you. Any further discussion? Otherwise, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
So we have an awesome opportunity. Great people.
Thank you.
So
guys.
Congrats to all on this fantastic committee. We're going to get to hang out with Nicole a lot.
Sorry about that part.
So number four. Now, this
Ms. Chair, before you go on, can you reiterate the list?
Yes, it's Ed and I, and my thoughts were kind of two senior members, somebody in the middle, and Terrell is a little bit newer, so new eyes, kind of the older eyes. Lynn is the middle-aged eyes, and Terrell's
even been called middle.
and Terrell, the new eyes on what we've been doing.
I jokingly said I'd rarely get called.
So,
young or new.
Okay. Does that clarify that for you, Bobby?
Perfect. Thank
and
you
And after
very
2 months, you might all have your turn if we say, you know, we've done our time. So we will be having this conversation again at that time. So clear your schedules after 2 months if you've been chosen this round.
Just get it done.
Get it done.
Right, great. So number four, we have Executive Director Search Plan Proposal. This is an action item. Just want to mention that this plan is a guide. It's not to be followed. It does not have to be followed exactly. But I'm going to let Nicole help explain that before I call for a motion to accept it.
So I prepared, and what's in the packet is just the general steps that we would need to follow. So again, what we're doing today, having the search committee approve the scoring criteria. I have things put together, put some options so we're not starting from scratch. Approving the posting, which is going to be a general posting. We can discuss where we want the posting to go besides the normal places if there's things. Finalizing interview questions, which, again, I'll have prepared. We can just agree if you like them, if there's other things. An application window, scoring of the applications, scheduling interviews, first-round interviews, depending on how those go, if we want second-round interviews, then if there needs to be board interviews. Making an offer, doing the background check. It's all the steps are there. There can be other things that maybe need to move around a little bit, but this will be the general plan to follow.
Any comments, questions? I just had a question on the posting. Is there any way we could do just an internal search first besides just posting it all over? Can we give our internal candidates a shot at that first, or we have to post it all over?
You certainly can do just an internal posting. My only hesitation to that would be then you're just prolonging the timeline, because if you're just going to post it internal, you have to post it for a I believe it's, oh, is it a week? And there's a there's a defined period that you have to, and so then you're, if you don't get anyone, then you've lost a week, whereas if you just do it internal and external, everybody's got a shot, and we're keeping the train moving.
The ones I've been involved with the county, I think it's good to have external along with internal. I think it you know, the good candidates usually surface to the top. And just because they surface to the top doesn't mean, I mean, we did something for a human services director, and the candidate was by far the best candidate. And after offering the job and getting the wages, she rejected the position.
Was that with a headhunter, or?
No, that was, we went out. We've only went a couple of times with a firm. And the only thing I will say is most firms, and Terrell, you can probably, they will cost you money, but they probably will say if the candidate don't stay for a year, the next search is free.
Yeah.
That's one of the advantages of a firm.
Terrell, tell us about your
experience. Well, and I was going to say, I really appreciate what you said, Karen. Ed and I were involved in one near the end of the last calendar year for the Inter-County Association. We had a really great executive director who got a really great other job. And, you know, there's like the session thing in January. So we had started on one, and I have to admit, I started off thinking, oh, we could just do this because that world, it's a lot of advocacy. It's a small world. We knew we were going to. Not somebody that understood Minnesota, frankly. But we did end up, after some discussion, we did hire a firm. We did part of it ourselves. They did do things like screening applications for to make sure they met the minimum requirements, so we had less come to us. We actually did have a good pool. We decided to do... we got it narrowed down some. We did videos, had them do short videos, and then that helped us get it down more. And then we did interviews. So they helped us, but it was definitely, I mean, for the most part, we had people who knew almost everybody, right, when you say that had applied. So that was a very quick turnaround time. And that was good, and we may not need that yet. And so it's just something to know in the... that there can be good ones as well as horrific ones, right? But
go ahead, Lynn.
I've been involved in a number of extensive searches, and in general, I would say I'm not a fan of search companies. They're very expensive. I've seen them range from $25,000 to $40,000, and it's a lot of money. But some search firms will offer you a list of options, and you can use them for just a part of what you're doing. And so keep that in mind as we go down the road. Maybe there are search companies that would do A, B, and C, and then our internal group.
That's exactly what
happened with our
Okay, I'm sorry.
I might not have described it very well, but thank goodness
it
saved us money.
Yes.
And I will get that name to Nicole. Thank you for sending it to me.
It's just that to turn this completely over to a search company is probably far more money than you want to spend.
Right. Especially if they don't stay and everything else.
So, Madam Chair, when Nicole was saying that we advertise it, I just want to know the scope. Are we talking about just in Minnesota? Are we talking about tri-state area? Are we talking about the whole U.S.?
We use NeoGov for our recruiting platform. Anything that goes out on NeoGov goes to government jobs, which anyone anywhere can get to. I would propose, the search committee has to decide, it's not my decision, but that we post on LinkedIn, which, again, LinkedIn is going to go, anybody that's on LinkedIn, look at asking ComDev to do something on Facebook for us, which, again, you need to be following the library, but that gets out to more people. You can do sponsored posts. I mean, and we can certainly talk about if there are other places that we think would be good to advertise. I'm not as familiar, but Desiree said there was some specific library. She couldn't remember the acronym, but we could certainly use that. And then just tell all your friends.
You can pay for ALA. CRIPSA is already, the Council of Regional Public Library System Administrators, the State Librarian, and Minitech's Director are all already aware that I'm stepping down. So there are people who have already talked to me about the position. The word is out, but I think, you know, MLA would be a place we could probably post it, Metronet. There's places in state where librarians are looking for jobs, too. We were successful in recruiting a librarian in our collection development department from Arizona this year. We haven't done anything like that in a really long time. So word does spread about openings if people are looking for jobs.
Yeah, and we actually had quite a, I think there were two or three out-of-state candidates for that job. We had two or three out-of-state candidates for an LSC position, and we did nothing special for that posting. So if people are looking, they'll find it.
Any other comments, questions about the plan that proposed here? Hearing none, would someone like to make a motion to accept this plan?
So moved. I'll second.
Okay. And Lynn second. How do you say it? Nodding at me. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So thank you. Get working, Nicole. So next, number five, candidate travel expenses. So, wow, up to $1,000. Sky's the limit.
I'm just asking.
Is it just a kind of a, just a, it's for their travel?
Of, right.
What is it for?
So in the policy, it outlines that I'm responsible for coordinating this. And again, if you are having candidates, I would anticipate that we may have candidates from out of state. If we don't need to use this money, then we don't need to use it. But for a position like this, if we do have candidates coming from out of state or from far up north, I think they would expect some kind of reimbursement for travel. It was a nice round number. I certainly wouldn't just give someone $1,000, but like to look at what was their airfare, reimburse some car, hotel.
Okay.
That's it.
So you get to figure that out.
Just in case.
Not the search committee won't be figuring that out. That'll be on you to do that, to figure out the amount. I mean, to figure out who gets how much money out of that, if we approve this.
If you approve it, then when we get to the point when we're asking candidates to come in, they would have to submit expenses, and then we would reimburse up to whatever the board approves for reimbursement.
So you would be doing that part, though?
Yes, like between myself and accounting, but yes.
Okay, sounds good.
You want to put a parameter of, like, miles, like 300 miles, 400 miles, you know, kind of outside of that? You would consider reimbursement for travel?
Yeah, I mean, if they were coming from Alexandria, we're probably just going to reimburse mileage. If someone's flying from Delaware,
Connecticut better.
There was a new state. I just like to change it up.
I say Pennsylvania. She says Connecticut.
Chair,
yes.
So would that be for the physical interview? So you have already done the preliminary stuff, and so these are kind of screened out candidates that are coming for a serious second level interview, right?
Correct. Either they're coming for a second interview, depending on how many candidates there are and what the board wants to do with second or third interviews. These wouldn't be, if someone is from Pennsylvania, I would assume that would be a Zoom interview. I'm not expecting them to come in for a first interview, but I wanted to get some of this out of the way just so we know what we're doing and not try to add it into meetings later.
Terrell, how many candidates did we have for Nathan's position initially? There was quite a few, wasn't there?
Yeah, and then, where it was nice having some help winnowing down, but it wasn't like 1,000. Jane at one point said, oh, there won't be 1,000. It's like, okay, I'm just saying, I don't have time to read 1,000. But it was, what, 40, 50?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Wow. The candidates?
And then the firm kind of...
They helped us with the, like this one, an obvious thing is going to be, like, we shouldn't even review anybody that doesn't have the degree, right? I mean, in our case, it was they better have X, Y, or Z experience. Right. And then they had some ones they weren't sure about, and they would call a couple people to, you know, just to get a bellwether on it. But I think we had, did we have 10 do videos? And then we...
And then we weeded it down from the 10 videos.
And we
six.
Should have winnowed it down more than we did. Like, and they were recommending that we only interview four, and we interviewed six because we were gluttons.
It was a full day.
It was a long day. But we did them, we got them all in one day.
Yep.
And that was good. But I don't know if we should expect there would be more than that, and maybe there is a way to kind of, nope, they don't have the magic decree, so we're not even going to look at
that. That's part of what we'll look at. Once the committee will look at, and I'll have proposed scoring. So all applicants will go through 100-point scoring, and then it's hard to say how many will be at the top if there's a logical break.
Well, and I think the number that you're suggesting makes sense, so don't laugh at me. We all have our own personal experiences. We moved here in 1988 and from Arizona, since you brought up Arizona, and Doug was legal aid, and he had done a phone interview, and then they did fly him down. I came too. We figured out how to pay for it. We had no money, but, you know, if we were going to move here, I thought maybe I should see what it looks like, right? And I think it might even, you know, it was an airplane fare and a hotel and either the rental car or mileage. So I think that makes sense. Hopefully it's going to be less than that, but travel's not cheap right now.
Are you making a motion, Tara?
I'll move approval of the proposed up to $1,000.
I would
say. And that. I was going to say, it sounds like you're going to second that.
Thank you, Bobby. Any further discussion on that?
I think as long as it's for making sure it's for final interviews.
Final,
I think
we
correct.
I agree.
Great, great point, Laura. Thank you.
So just very good point.
Yeah. Any other comments, questions? Otherwise, call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So we're moving right along. So next, we have the executive director's compensation for the position. So we've seen that in our packet. It's an action item. Yes, go ahead, Nicole.
I would like to point out that all you're approving is a pay range for the posting. We are now required by Minnesota State statute to put a pay range in any posting. So that's all I'm asking for is the range, which is in policy. This is not what you're going to offer the final. It could be anywhere in that. So we're not at that point. It's just what we can put in the posting.
Okay.
Is this, Madam Chair, a pretty competitive posting?
At this point, this is what's in our pay grades, and what policy says we can offer is from the beginning of the pay grade to the midpoint, which is this.
And there haven't been any other executive directors leave recently, so we can't compare it, can we? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, compared kind of looking around, what is that?
If you leave, General Mills or some big company or Boston Scientific, what would their executive director?
Yeah. It's competitive.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There we go. Karen would know. So any other comments on that? Would that be acceptable? Is there a motion to accept that?
I move. Second.
Okay. Missy is first. Okay. And Tina. Thank you, Tina. Was second. Any further discussion on that? Compensation posting? Otherwise, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So, we are on to number 7. Next meeting is August 19th. Any comments? Anybody not going to make that meeting? Because I'm not going to be able to be there. Sorry. And I already owe Ed favors from last.
Yes, I agree.
I don't milk cows, but I can drive a tractor as long as it's red.
You can make that.
It should be pretty straightforward. I'll be in Rochester, and it's just a little bit of a drive.
Oh, I can't make that meeting.
Okay, well, Zuria's saying she can run the whole show.
Yep. We've got a countywide ditch meeting where we're going to discuss.
You just got on ditch meeting yesterday.
What?
You're in ditch meetings yesterday.
Oh, ditch is bad.
Okay.
Hey, when there's so much rain, you know.
Yes, ditches really good. But we're not going to have a personnel meeting that day, right?
We normally wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always a possibility.
Normally
the August work session is just a work session. If there needs to be action taken, it will turn into a special session like this one. If there needs to be a personnel meeting before that, we certainly could do that, but I don't know what would be on the agenda at this point. So it's possible, but one, we'd have to have quorum, and two, we'd actually have to specifically know what we're talking about at that point. I fully intend to be working here through the beginning of October. So there's not an urgency to, like, do this right now. It's okay. Like, this was big. Getting this train on the tracks is big. I'm in a position where I can continue in a limited role after that if you need me to. I fully expect I'll have to be involved with the strategic plan, the compensation study, benefit renewal, union negotiations. That's November. But if you tell me you don't want me here, I am perfectly fine walking away too. I want this to be smooth. I want this to be smooth. I want this to be as good. Like, Great River is in as good a spot as it's been in terms of the board, the staff, the management, all working together. This is as good as it's been. So I'm really hopeful that we'll get through this year and be, I'm really excited to see who the next director is. So thanks for letting me stick around to see it.
And then just one more comment about the personnel committee. When do they kick in? Do they have anything more? Since Karen is not dead, we do not get the personnel committee involved, right? Just to clarify that piece. There's two different plans where, yeah.
So if you look, it's in the packet on, like, so some context on the policy. So, referencing what happened with the previous director, we were directed as management by the board to document everything that had happened so the next time there was actually something to follow. So some of the thing, this has never been tested. This is what we think we did when the director disappeared. And so...
when you wrote this policy.
I helped write this policy. I fully take ownership of the fact that some of it's extremely confusing and doesn't always apply now that there's a different circumstance. So hold a special meeting of the personnel committee within 10 days of becoming aware of the vacancy. Okay. Well, when is the vacancy? Like, that's the open question right now. So at some point, there will probably be a vacancy. Like, we've all acknowledged that. But I think the personnel role at the time... the personnel chair and the board chair, there was a power struggle. And so the personnel committee was trying to take ownership of as much as they could, and you can see that reflected in this policy. That being said, at some point we should sit down as a personnel committee and walk through what's on my plate, what's getting handed off, what can't wait. I don't know that we need to do that in August unless people feel differently. So, yeah. I'm open to what makes sense, and I fully recognize that this is a confusing policy, and I apologize because we just reviewed it last year, and I didn't think it was that important, but sorry.
And the policy is just a guide, correct?
Right. Yeah. So it's this is your policy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a guide.
You can change the policy.
Okay.
If you want to do that before we change course, we could bring it to the August work session and say, mm-hmm. this is the part of the policy we want to change in August so that it's clear what we're doing.
I think we should just kind of let it set. It's kind of a consensus. Zuri?
So, Madam Chair, this says that there should be an interim executive director. Is it in the policy, is there a timeline that would kick in?
When there's a vacancy.
Which there's not. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm in a personal situation where I can extend for a while if I have to. I'd prefer not to work two jobs forever. Like, that's not my...
You don't want to work together.
Well, I mean, if you know me, that's... Yeah, whatever. Okay, yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I would prefer to be stepping back, but I also don't want this organization to go through what it's gone through in the past when there's been a director change. And I've seen multiples. And it's always bumpy, and you don't always get someone on the first search. We only had 6 candidates, even with a recruiter last time. We only had a couple in the previous search that the person was offered. They turned it down. They had another year with an interim director. Like, I don't want that to happen. So...
How much money was that? $25,000?
Yeah, I think the last consultant was $25,000. That was a decade ago. So, but there are people I know that if you really wanted to do a consultant, I mean, you've met Melissa Brashan. She worked us through CMLE. She's doing their strat plan right now. She'd probably happily help you out if you wanted. There are other people, too, if you don't want to keep using me. Like, there may be a point in time where I'm the stale person in the room and I'm fine walking out whenever that makes sense. So
we'll let you know.
Yeah, you will.
And Terrell and Ed have a great company that worked with them.
Or at least the person we were happy with.
Yeah.
A la carte kind of did what Lynn said about pick and choose what parts you want. So, JC?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to reiterate that with the personnel committee, we had kind of come to a how are we interpreting this? And that interim director, I think, would only be used in conjunction with what the search committee is finding and where they think everything is, and then it would only be if the board directed the personnel committee then to move ahead with that interim director. Mm-hmm. Or, like Karen said, that we can change the policy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
As we go along. But I think that that's kind of where we landed.
So the search team will definitely be on the agenda for August, the end of August, correct? Patty? Say yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the...
You know, just be an agenda item, or how do we bring an update on that? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
If the meeting is August 19th, we may have just closed.
Oh.
Depending on how fast the search committee can get a meeting together to move forward with, you agree with this, you agree with that, get it up. You have to have the posting will need to be up for a minimum of 2 weeks. And I was confused when I was making my plan. I was like, oh, we should be able to do this on Monday, which may not happen, but 2 weeks, that would make the posting only close on August 18th. Okay. So there won't have been, so I can certainly come to the meeting and say this is kind of how many candidates we have, but there won't be
a 1,000 candidates.
So,
No.
Yeah, we could skip the meeting.
Oh, should we delay it a week? Would that work for... Work for me.
Yeah, we could certainly do it, and I would have no problems with that.
Awesome.
I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't.
Okay. Have it Labor Day weekend or something? That probably wouldn't be
ideal. And again, depending on when things go up.
The 26th in there.
The 26th.
26th.
Yeah.
Of September.
Can we throw that out as a possibility?
Of August. I mean,
how's everybody's calendars looking?
Mine looks okay on that day.
Okay.
Mine might be a little bit iffy if it's moving day for the kids. So.
Oh, I thought you're moving
day. But it could be different days, so I could be a maybe.
Okay.
But
I couldn't make it.
No.
Nice.
Workshop week, I don't think I have anything that evening. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, say like 5 o'clock-ish, 5 or 6, is that one better than the other? Laura's going, I just barely got
six,
you.
Yes, six might be. I mean, I know.
Better?
You could drive farther, but yeah.
Okay.
26 isn't good for me either.
Okay.
Okay. Where...
okay, then we'll make sure that Tim's here.
Sure.
No.
Well, okay. And Madam Chair, because Patty and I had a very nice conversation about what we talked about at the last meeting about the possibility of somebody being able to participate remotely and knowing that IT hasn't figured that out necessarily yet. There is some language that we would just need to put out saying that somebody might participate remotely. I mean, that's like all that we'd need to do. So I thought I'd at least bring it up because it may be, like, I don't know about your schedule, Bobby, but it may be that you couldn't come in, but you could potentially be on for an hour if you could get on a computer. And I'm just using that as an example. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And Al, it might not work for you because of school. So, but that it might be a good idea to start putting that out there just in case.
We should put that on our agenda maybe, too, to talk about that. So
absolutely.
Is July 1st that came through? Or
Yeah. Well, and this is the room that would work better.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
So this is what it would look like, even if there's a lot of, I mean, we have quite a few people here attending, but last month we had a lot more.
Sometimes have chairs around.
Yep. So just know that this... Because the Mississippi room just doesn't work for hybrid very well. That screen is where the screen would be if we had people remote, but it's easier to look at it. I'm assuming the audio quality will be okay. We'll find that out tonight after we're done with today's meeting. So, yeah.
Okay.
Nicole?
And just remember, there may or may not be much to share from the committee. Mm-hmm. It depends on how fast everything...
So maybe the search committee should determine whether there should be a meeting.
or a meeting at all, you mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there may be great things to share, or we may not have made it okay. far enough. So it's hard to say.
So, any other comments or suggestions? I just want to say thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, everybody, for putting up. And thank you, audience, for being here. What are they all doing there? We're going to figure this out together. It's going to be smooth.
One quick comment, yes, Jane. I should have mentioned this when we were talking about the transition. In my experience, one of the most important pieces of a successful search is that somebody is really doing their due diligence as far as contacting references. Yeah. And that's not a fun job. And half the time you sit on the phone and they don't answer or you can't get a hold of them. But it becomes one of the most important pieces as far as really getting a good candidate and not finding out about things afterwards. You can tell I've experienced that. So I appreciate that you put it right in the timeline, that people will be contacting those references and asking good questions. Sometimes the person on the other end is a little reluctant to say too much, but you, after you do them for a while, you know whether they're ready to recommend that person or not. And it just is, it doesn't seem like it's that important. It's almost the most important piece.
Especially with this level of position.
Yes.
Especially if they say, yes, they worked here. And yeah. There's no comment. That's what always like, oh, yeah. Red flag
right
to
there.
Me.
Yes.
They don't give a comment of some sort.
Good line is always, would you hire them again?
Do they answer that?
Usually they'll say yes or no. And if someone says no, that's kind of all you need to know.
Right. Okay. Any other comments? All right. Hearing none, have a motion to adjourn. That's an easy one. Come on.
Madam Chair, I would just like
Tina.
To say,
yes.
Before, when this was all done, you need to do a favor for Karen.
Yes.
A board.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so hopefully the search goes well, but then as a board, we would like to have to invite Karen.
And a meet and greet of some sort.
Yeah, yes. Something.
All the past board members. Karen has said, I want no party.
Yeah. Well, she's going to get
good luck.
Whether she wants it or not.
Yeah, okay.
I won't call it a party.
The commissioner that I took the place on this board when Karen became the executive director, it must have took maybe 2 months, and he said she was the best breath of fresh air that he ever seen. And
nice
Spencer
call.
Was a long time Spencer. County commissioner.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
Good people on the board.
So.
Okay. Hearing that, is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Laura, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you
for coming.